just hands, no mouth, every first Thursday of the month. What was the question?
Welcome to Talking Fail, the podcast that will celebrate good times. Come on, let's celebrate. With me, I have my co-hosts, Tyler.
In case you were wondering, I am willing to sell this space for advertising.
Sponsored by?
Well, no one's paid me yet.
All right, well, it's an advertisement for the advertisement, so that works. Ethan.
Yeah, what's up?
And Will.
I have to retract a statement from last podcast. Natalie Portman was 11 in Leon the Professional. Just had to clear that up. Now the jokes are just inappropriate because she's too young.
That was well done, Will.
Thank you.
I know I got a chuckle out of that. Unfortunately, our audience won't be able to because, Tyler, you're going to have to edit that, right?
Sure.
Did you know Natalie Portman turned down a role in The Horse Whisperer?
I can't imagine why. Who directed The Horse Whisperer?
Robert Redford.
Oh. What's he doing with horse whispering?
Okay, now, Carl, I want you to whisper at Waffles, and Sally, I want you to whisper at Mr. Bigglesworth.
I want you to frown at that guy over there for naming you guys, because he's a dick.
I'll give you the IMDb quick synopsis. The year was 19... No. The synopsis is, the mother of a severely traumatized daughter enlists the aid of a unique horse trainer to help the girl's equally injured horse. So both the daughter and the horse are severely traumatized. And
are the kids traumatized because their mom lumps them into the same category as a horse, like it was their sibling?
Mom! I want a cell phone. I want a cell phone, not sugar cubes.
You will play in the field and you will like
it. I don't want to put on my saddle.
Apparently Natalie Portman was caught trying to use a fake ID to sneak into a Boston club when she was young, and the performer Moby insisted that she was invited by him and refused to perform unless she was admitted. She was admitted, and security watched her as she stood in the back watching the show.
What the hell? And what's a Boston?
Yeah, how old was she at the time? Do we know?
27. So I know each of you were you're watching the big football game last night. And
that's all I do.
What did teams were playing?
The
Cowboys?
New bingo card.
Does it matter? Everybody. And the
I think the Bears and the Vikings were playing.
Sure. Side conversation though. I think the halftime show should always be the actual mascots, not like people dressed up in suits, but like an actual Viking and an actual bear fighting each other.
And an actual redskin.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. And you know what? If your mascot is like terrible
and an actual cowboy
or really racist, maybe you shouldn't have that person that as your mascot.
And a 49er. How are you going to get a 49er these days? No one's mining for gold maybe in the that team should era right now.
Then maybe the team should change their name.
You're saying it has to be based on something that exists, but like Apollo was named after something that didn't exist. Sorry, is legend or whatever.
Sorry, Greeks.
Yeah, well, I guess it works.
Yeah, but you're not basing a sports team on Apollo.
Yeah, just a space mission that costs more than the sports team.
I feel like these are different things.
citation needed?
At least the Cowboys have guns. I mean, but the Packers, they're going to be screwed. It's just dude boxing stuff.
As it should, as it should.
Also, I did hear a stand-up comedian do the same routine a couple weeks ago.
I swear I did not steal this. I just came up with this on my own.
Just wanted to mention it.
Don't say that, because if you didn't come up with it on your own. Like, you're not a stand-up
why are you stealing
or,
it?
Or a comedian. Like, it's you don't have a career writing on this. But if they do find out that you, like, stole this thing, allegedly, then it's attention for the podcast. And boom.
Oh, okay. That's a win. Well, yeah, I totally stole that.
Which is why I've put bombs all around the city of Sacramento.
Ethan, no, wrong way. too far.
Tune in tonight to figure out where, when, and maybe why. Thanks.
Clues are scattered throughout the last 28 episodes of Talking Fail.
Everything's on Twitter. Everything.
If you can't find the bombs before we release episode 30, the bombs will detonate.
I've been lacing this plan out for months across the podcast.
Hopefully Tyler didn't edit the references out.
See, that's why nobody was warned, because Tyler edited out all of my, and this will be the last time I am mocked in public, for you shall see, and cut. All right. Oh, jeez.
I might use that for the tag at the end, but probably not.
Would Will animate that? No. All right, it's gone.
What would I animate at this point?
Hey, so I found out about this thing that's happening on October 28th.
Halloween?
It's called... No, that's like the 31st or something.
Oh.
But it is, like, probably themed. Whatever. Yeah, it's Halloween related. Screw it.
Spoilers.
And the name of the thing is Journey to the End of the Night. Basically, what you do is you sign up, and there are runners and there are chasers, and the runners have to go to checkpoints around the city, and the chasers, I guess, have to chase the people finding the checkpoints or something. But it's like an amazing race sort of deal. And that's basically it.
So it's just a big game of tag.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool.
But it seemed... Fine. I know, as long as... Okay.
It doesn't feel
you
nice, does it?
You wanted to do the amazing race. You wanted to do the amazing race, which is that,
only
but
sarcastically.
With
the Jensen and I, we're going to do it, and we would just mess around the entire time.
That's the fallback plan. That's the... Oh, but we only did it sarcastically, it's cool.
We missed our first checkpoint. Time to just be sarcastic.
Hey, so, okay. Even if it is tag, okay? Even if it is tag, haven't you wanted... Like, why wouldn't you want to do that, like across San Francisco?
Are there people keeping
that
track of,
like
people
fun.
Using cheating? Or I'm assuming cars and bikes are not allowed. Is there someone keeping track of this?
If your hardware gives you an unfair advantage.
I think you're encouraged to use public transit, so I don't think...
Could you get in your car or get in an Uber?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. See, the whole thing is about running, so like...
If the whole thing is about running, but you're allowed to get on public transit...
But fair implies that there's a win, like there's something you're winning, and that's not it. Like, Journey's in the name, so like the whole thing is you get to play tag across the city and it's okay.
Wait, you get to go see Journey?
Don't stop all believing, right. Ethan.
So
what is the point of tag if you can't win?
I won't, Tyler. I won't.
Because you're not it. That's the whole goal of
tag. Right. The goal is to not get picked. Oh, so now I'm out of high school and the rules change? Fuck off, dude. I don't need you trying to like bring me down.
So,
you know what? I'm not going to get
this is
last.
A 10th anniversary not thing. Like, Jesus, there's this is look, there's last year
people,
there were 2,000
people have been participating in this sad event for
what's
10 years.
What's your commission,
wow.
dude?
This is in San Francisco, right?
Yes, it is. But it's also in a bunch of other cities.
Uh-oh. Here we go. We went up to San Francisco to create the gayest event ever.
There it is.
I think
there it
that's
is.
That's called Pride. And...
No, this is gayer.
Yeah.
This is gayer than Pride.
What's you're not running around naked, okay?
Well,
like, Pride is literally walking around.
Is there
naked.
A rule that you
Archer, can't? Archer, you just keep finding ways to make this event sound less
fun.
Yeah,
it's called the law.
I am the law.
And if you dress up as Batman, you might be able to be the law. This weekend.
Can I do the Jaden Smith white Batman?
No.
Batman.
No,
Oh my gosh, yeah. You know the song.
Who doesn't?
With Jaden Smith, yeah, it's a great song.
I've been meaning to talk to you guys about that. I don't think it's very professional to rely on me as a comedic crush.
Yeah, I agree.
All the time.
We don't. we don't do that. Let's be clear.
Well, lying's also not very healthy, but we'll tackle what we can.
All right, all right. Well, let's... Yeah, I have nothing. Ethan?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
So what other shows have ended in the past week?
Week?
That's a kind of a narrow.
Orville got canceled.
Orville got canceled?
Oh please! It's Seth MacFarlane on Fox. Like they aren't gonna cancel that.
I love how season. I just make this up. And Tyler's first thing is panic, and Arthur's is like no, denial, complete denial. Seth MacFarlane wouldn't get canceled on Fox.
No, it's
because he's been through that song and dance, and then he gives them like gold, not gold, sorry. He gives them like bronze, but a lot of it.
Seth, thank you for coming into the meeting today. What do you have for us? I have for you pure bronze, gentlemen. And he opens a briefcase. Bronze.
But it's like a truckload, and it's not a briefcase, and they can use that.
Seth, we can't scream bronze anymore. You need to get out.
Actually, you could argue that his material is the least... Never mind.
Why? Because electric current passes through bronze better than it does... No, it doesn't. That's a lie. Gold's really conductive. What the hell are you trying to pull?
That's why all of my HDMI cables are gold.
I thought it was because you were a pimp.
Hey, I've got some stuff you need to buy, okay. Tyler. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be overpriced.
I'm in.
Sorry, high quality.
High quality?
It's got diamonds.
I hear those are really good. Wait,
Tyler.
They are good. They're not bad.
Are they conflict diamonds?
Is that a thing that would make you buy more?
Or is there a difference?
I'm going to hold out and hear your answer.
What if they were?
I believe beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Real quick, Tyler, is there a difference between blood diamonds and conflict diamonds?
I don't think so. And why am I the diamonds expert?
You asked.
You specifically.
You asked if they were conflict diamonds.
Like, it's obviously a selling point for you. So, as somebody who doesn't go after conflict diamonds, actually, you see them all on the most common places, the wedding ring.
It's because of the conflict that a wedding...
Yeah, children of divorce.
Hey!
Divorce brothers!
Jeez.
Ethan's already trying to make a new family with you, Archer.
Divorce
I'm
brothers?
Just trying to capitalize on something. Well, yeah, you know how, like, experience brings you together, but when it's a family-related experience, it gets really complicated.
Wait, what kind of experiences are we talking about, Ethan? And
Tyler,
do we need to have
Arthur,
your sister come on?
We talked about this before the show. No, she doesn't know. We went that. Never mind.
Apparently, Natalie Portman occasionally shelters dogs. Only occasionally,
okay.
Though.
Only before,
like when she
them.
Feels yeah. like it.
There are times where she sees a dog on the street and she's just nah.
I like to imagine that she's specifically sheltering them from like rain and bad weather, and so she has this little like cardboard shelter, and then she waits for a few dogs to migrate underneath the shelter, and then she walks by and kicks it out and it just tumbles over, and the dogs are now exposed to the rain. Yeah.
This is why you should be thankful for what you get.
Hey, do you know Natalie Portman was born in Jerusalem?
I thought that was Gal Gadot.
True fact.
Are we just gonna name this episode we read Natalie Portman's Wikipedia page? Like,
All right. Sidebar. Would you be comfortable transferring I need to not break during these. Would you be comfortable transferring all your money into my bank account? Question.
Why?
For how much money?
I don't know. This is 100 questions to ask before you get married.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking, I guess.
So is this the game where we start off? Married?
Sorry to steal your bit,
by
Will.
By the end of these questions, our podcast should be dissolved and splitting up.
I'm trying to make it a sidebar thing where it's like it starts a side conversation, which sounds like it worked.
What was the question?
Well, if it means sidebar. I can marry you,
is it
then yes.
Permissible for us to open each other's mail?
That's
can
mail
I
fraud.
Talk to my wife real quick? What are you doing? Why are you like recording right now? Why are you?
I don't know.
You're not my wife. Shut up.
I'm sorry. I
don't
know.
I don't.
Who's this chick? She's not your wife.
Miss
I am.
Piggy, calm down.
What's going
calm
on
down.
Here? Who is this woman?
That's not a woman. Miss Piggy. What's her name? Peggy? No, just Miss Piggy.
Ethan, who are you talking to?
Oh my gosh, this is the worst therapy I've ever been in.
I shrunk the kids.
Honey, I'm home. What is going on?
Are we about
here?
To have our own intervention?
Daddy, who are all these people?
Shh.
That's all I had.
All right, before we move forward, I need to ask, have you ever been violent in past relationships?
Am I at a jury or my wedding? But seriously,
okay, OJ.
Who's next?
Hey, sidebar, who should know about the arguments we have?
Like, other than the live streaming?
I feel like I should have known about this.
We don't live in California. Before, I don't have to tell you.
You, no, oh, well, no, but I live
oh,
in
Oh, I don't want to have improv about legislation.
Oh, man. But that's the best kind.
I personally think... I'm the husband, wait. Well, it's 1930, so you don't have a right... When was that passed?
For what? For violent
when
past?
Was it legal to assault people?
Why are you asking me about this?
No, my only the only narrative
I think that's been bad for like the ever
okay
since
I that's a strong word. I would say frowned upon.
Hey, what health problems
well
do you have?
I imagine an entire other family. And I and my the only time I talk about it is on my podcast with three other guys.
I feel like this episode of Family Feud isn't getting to the next family's turn quick enough.
All right, sorry. There's this one that I just have to read verbatim. Not that I haven't been doing that so far. But this one is under annoyances, and here is what it says, literally. What is nagging? Do I nag? How does it make you feel?
That kind of seems a little naggy.
Honey, how do I make you feel? Honey, am I nagging? Honey, we're not married. This is speed dating. What are you doing? I met you 15 seconds ago.
Honey, home. Wait, why is there speed dating in here?
Honey, I know there's bacon
who's
in the bed.
Lady?
It's not what it looks like. Who are you?
I'm the guy in your speed dating.
Who are you?
I just walked in my house. Did you not hear? I just came, honey, I'm home. Like, you're in my house.
I'm also not very good at improv.
Get out. Get out of my house.
Well, at least you know.
Man, this is what I get for living in an improv club.
Wait, did he just introduce an improv club inside the sketch that we were improvising?
That's some next level improv.
Directed by Christopher Nolan.
Ethan, that was great. Yes, and onto that compliment, everybody.
Hey, sidebar, what's the most you would be willing to spend on a car, a couch, comma,
well,
shoes?
I've never thought about combining cars, couches, and shoes. For, but it does seem like a natural natural progression. I'm still here, by the way.
Dang it! Could you at least get out of bed with my wife? I mean, I don't even know. She's a pig. I'm not really sure if we're actually married.
Fiance. You haven't been married yet.
Thank you, Artur. I'm glad you live with us. Could you also get out of my bed with my wife?
and it's important. Well, you know, I don't know why we should get into that.
Who are
right
all
now.
These people also, in the bed?
I don't think the way to make me feel better about this is questioning the validity of my marriage. It's not cheating. You don't actually love each other.
Do you consider yourself a law-abiding person?
If you're a cop, you have to tell me.
Yeah.
What I just want you to know about me is I believe that smoking cannabis is a felony. So go ahead and answer.
Punishable by death.
It is?
Yep.
Wait, Oprah has 20 questions to ask before you get married. I'm curious what Oprah thinks. What percentage of our income are we prepared to spend to purchase and maintain our home on a monthly or annual basis?
Every question needs to be asked.
With variation.
That question wasn't even interesting. Like, you don't even like, get... Like,
is
no
this
one's
off
gonna
Dave
respond.
Ramsey's website?
This is off Oprah.com because she is an independent woman and doesn't need
She is an independent woman who don't need no Gale.
Okay, so I went on Craigslist and I got a roommate for the hotel and he just...
Go on.
Oh, no.
Go on, Ethan. Tell him about how we met. Is...
You know, you lied
hey
about
guys,
the improv
sorry,
thing.
I forgot to introduce our guest. I never caught your name, actually.
Linda.
You're making me look like an idiot.
There are many people named Linda.
Hey, can I try telling another joke that I thought of?
I mean, you can try.
Before you get to that, I would
I'm
like to
I'm
going to
let you finish.
Linda
but
being used
I think that...
I don't know, early male voice?
Taylor Swift had the best podcast.
Where's... Oh, Beyonce. Beyonce had... If he was interrupting Taylor Swift to say Taylor Swift had a good album,
now.
It'd just be redundant.
Are we saying that Kanye West is the most logical thinker in the world? I don't think so.
He feels bad now. You know, it's right. Probably a bad time to bring on our guest for this week. Kanye West!
Okay, actually, real quick, speaking of guests, Archer, when you texted me, I read that message and went, shoot, I don't have a question for Mark. Since when were we having a guest on? Who's Mark? Because he typed out question mark
question
instead
mark.
Of the actual punctuation.
Oh my god.
So while I'm like, to be fair, I was waking up from a nap that I slept through the alarm to. But I figured
that's good
that
to
out
know.
Now.
So what I typed... What I typed was, yo, dog, comma, you gonna be on the podcast tonight or something, question mark. And the question mark was actually spelled out. And then you said 5 minutes. And I used my human intellect to understand.
You know,
that.
I don't meet a lot of humans who specify that they're using a human aspect of their...
You do it all the time.
Hey, so have you guys seen It?
Yes, I went with a friend who had a lot of wine and was asleep before the movie started and was bored by it.
Wait, did you go to Arden or something? Like, or Folsom? That's not relevant to our listeners. What did you
there's
think
a
of
lot
it?
Of, there's a lot of places with an Arden and a Folsom in relatively close proximity.
Sure.
Especially yeah. Since you don't live here anymore, you're just ratting us out.
I love my local Arden and Folsom.
Of all the Ardens and Folsoms, which one is your favorite?
Archer,
write
what's your
us.
Favorite part about Arden? My favorite is how police parking is closer than handicap.
Arden's pretty ghetto, all right. But they did get a new theater, all right. They got a new Arden, new Century.
Theaters like aren't really the things to open in sketchy areas. Do you not remember Batman?
Batman, 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 Batman.
It's Jaden, it's kind of disrespectful to wear white at a funeral. On top of it already being a Batman costume
Batman.
At the funeral for people who are you know that is the that album cover or that picture that's the outfit he wore to Kim and Kanye's wedding.
Did
he wore
seriously?
That to their wedding. So
yeah,
so he dressed up as Batman and still managed to like step on the bride's toes also by wearing white. Like he was distracting.
You're completely going
reasons.
Out of the way to wear white at this point. It's Batman.
Yeah. Here, look. Does anybody have a reason why this couple shouldn't get married?
It's what he wants. Batman, Batman, Batman.
Mm-hmm. He's wearing a white Batman suit. It's got 2 points on the top. It's got a bat-looking structure. And not really, actually, to be honest. The Batman, the bat suit doesn't really look like a bat all that much, except for the cape.
And the custom helmet with the bat.
Yeah, yeah, the one, like, thing on his head, but the rest of his body looks like a person, which is not like a bat.
Have you not seen Batman?
Like,
he's wearing the costume.
I understand that, too. No, I understand that, too. But it doesn't look like
how
a bat.
How would you, what would you design?
Wait, so you're using Jaden Smith as your intro to criticize Batman, not Jaden Smith Batman, just Batman.
I would design a suit that requires
oh my gosh, it's not Project
this, like,
Runway.
Really, really awkward stance with your feet, because bats have like really awkward, like really bent feet, and then really somehow shorten your arms, so like fatten up the body a little bit, maybe. So like a really fat body.
Fat buff.
Yeah, those two. Those two would be the key things. The third one would honestly, it'd be the ears. Yeah, they were on point with the ears. Hey, he was 15 when he did that Batman stunt.
Our child?
Yeah. So I.
That's crazy. That's
okay. Hold on. I've heard this argument. So I want to. Okay, what's your thought process? Is he too old? Is he too like what's?
No. What I guess. What are my thoughts on him being 15?
Well, that
time?
Seemed to be an important.
He had a parent, and they went to a wedding, and that meant that it was either okay for him to do that at a wedding, or it meant that it was not okay, but his parents can't control him. Those are my thoughts.
Batman, 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 Batman.
Mm-mm. Oh, he was dating one of the Kardashians.
No,
at the time.
Who?
Kylie Kardashian.
Before he became Chris. Tyler. I've got a hashtag that I think. I'm sorry, not Tyler. Tyler, your guest.
Linda.
I have a trending topic that Linda.
His name is Linda. His? I don't want to be too presumptuous.
I never identified my gender.
Mental Health Awareness Day. You want to talk to us about mental health?
No.
Because you're a terrorist. I realized that halfway through that I was becoming politicized. And I'm like, wait. Why are you on our show? Who let you in?
That's going to be a new bingo item is Ethan becomes politicized.
Ethan realizes he's become politicized and in vain tries to get out of it by screaming, I mean, you're a terrorist. Stop giving me labels. Crazy terrorist. I was just a guy.
I want to see how both of those play out.
Of all the people on this podcast, you're the one who gives yourself all the labels.
Tyler, we've added a new variable that kind of changes things up. Okay.
What facts?
Wait, what's
I'm not going
variable?
To. Yes, I've never incorporated them before. Because you tell me that I'm a. What facts?
Hey, have you guys been watching The Orville?
It's canceled.
I heard. It's unfortunate. It's not surprising, given it's Seth MacFarlane. He's given them solid bronze.
Why do we always sound like we're just referencing other content?
Because we are. That's what we're all doing.
Because we never know if the first reference got cut out or not. We're going to try it again.
Insecurity, the podcast.
That's more true, to be honest. Hey, so, okay, the other day... We had this guest on.
Gaston?
From the two brothers.
Well, we only had one of them.
Two brothers play games?
It's just two brothers.
Yeah.
And a Spanish Armada.
Okay. And so we talked about a bunch of stuff, including Tyler's identity in the, according to Australians. But the one thing we couldn't get to was this game called Black Box. And I'm wondering if you guys have heard of it.
No, I didn't see that document in the Google Drive. Tell us about it.
It's not in the Google Drive.
Then how
Wait, which doc?
My gosh, I'm giving you an opportunity to explain the game.
Okay, Google Drive.
Oh, I'm trying to produce.
No, all right. Here's why I'm confused is because it's literally out of a Google Doc.
Yeah, I read it.
Whoa, Reddit?
Then what?
What does Reddit have to do with this?
Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
Dude.
All right, you know what? I regret bringing it up.
Archer, no. I'd love for you to continue. We're not gonna Oculus Touch this.
This thing is called Black Box. This is not nearly as interesting as the Oculus Touch, though. If you know
Oh my gosh, stop trying to get talk.
You know, if the Black Box was indestructible, why don't they make the whole plane out of the Black Box?
You're the worst kind of person. All right,
Tyler. I was on the internet 10 years ago when that joke was making its rounds. But maybe some of our listeners.
Jet fuel can't melt certain types of metal to an accurate degree.
Why don't they just make the airplane out of Nokia phones? Am I right? Or Chuck Norris.
Or Chuck.
What's Chuck Norris up to?
Chuck Norris is actually still alive. Well, yeah, but what is he up to? He's like old. He's like old, old.
I think the NRI is like keeping him alive.
45?
Well, death has to beat him in a fist fight before they can take him.
He's 77.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, he should be dead. He should really be dead by now.
He had a heart attack or something. Or like two or something pretty recently.
I think his heart tried to kill itself.
There are quotes by Chuck Norris. So these are like legit quotes, but they kind of read like... Like, I'm expecting a Chuck Norris joke.
Hey.
But anyways, I'll read them.
Real quick before I forget. My dad claims that he met Chuck Norris once. But nice. he also claims that the lead singer from Journey was in the same bowling alley as him. And they didn't play together.
Wait,
why is
that debatable?
I don't know. These are just things that he says. And... I wasn't there because it was before I was born.
Yeah, but why did you say them right
hey,
after?
Hey, real quick, Tyler, how do you know he's your dad?
I don't know. He says so. So,
see?
And also, Linda, how does this make you feel?
I don't really have an opinion either way. This is kind of Tyler's life, not mine.
So, our buddy Chuck. Chuck Norris has these four quotes, and one of them is, "Men are like steel. When they lose their temper, they lose their worth."
Oh, nice. I should get that tattooed on my arm.
All right, number two is, "Violence is my last option, period."
I should get that tattooed on the fist.
I don't know if those count as quotes.
These are literally quotes from Chuck Norris. Google doesn't lie. It's on the internet. So the second one is, "A lot of times people look at the negative side of what they feel they can't do. I always look on the positive side of what
I feel like that one is a little too wordy.
You know, it's kind of amazing how easy it is to tell when somebody doesn't have a lot going on.
I tried to get the short ones in early because I figured if they were too long early on, then you guys wouldn't be as invested and then it might lose your attention.
As accurate as that is, I think.
An interruption at some point. Maybe, probably, Ethan.
I keep trying to interrupt, but you guys don't.
Maybe my opinions matter too.
You know, people need to realize what real happiness and success is.
Hey, you gave up.
Success as an actor is fleeting. You can be up there one day and gone the next.
Jackie Chan.
What?
That's racist.
I'm just like, they're in a movie together. I don't know.
What movie are they together?
That martial art one, right? Kung Fu Panda.
Oh my god. Yeah, that sounds right. I'll just go ahead and put that in print.
I'm like Huffpo.
It will, Archer. We've been over I know this. It's been a while, yeah. But can we do a sidebar real quick?
Yeah, sidebar.
I think that Ethan thinks that Jackie Chan is Bruce Lee.
Shit.
I can't imagine why that would be the case. Because they're clearly different people and definitely not defined by their race, which is not even really all
that common,
is it? I believe
what Ethan is thinking about is that Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee were in a movie together, and Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan were in a movie together.
6 degree of martial arts, that's right.
Hey, Ethan, how come they're always doing sidebars without us?
That's why you're Southern, never mind.
Honey, I'm home.
Archer, it's not what it looks like.
Oh, I'm home. Oh, wait, this isn't my home. Sorry. Goodbye.
Hey, get out of here. Yeah, you Mickey
Mouse.
Do you
live in a comedy club? Mickey Mouse's comedy clubhouse?
We don't have time for wacky and zany characters.
We only have time for serious, relatable
ones. Ain't that right, Colonel?
All right. So I mentioned the lower third animated ads. I brought up the Black Box app, but I didn't, like, we didn't really go anywhere from there. Bringing the debate segment back.
Now, I'm bringing debate back. Topic. Yeah.
But it's also, we're also like an hour into our recording. So.
Yeah, and I feel pretty good about what we have.
Someone has to. So, I'm sorry. No, I think
it's, I'm going to take this moment to back up Tyler on this.
Oh, you can't do that.
Batman, 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 Batman.
Honey, I'm home.
It's like it's Battle of the Five references.
That should be Honey, I'm Gnome.
Oh, Gnomeo and Juliet. I thought we were gonna, like, I didn't know we were gonna bring that up again. That's the third one where Gnomeo walks in on Juliet cheating on him.
I think it was Jody.
And wrapping it around a divorce again.
I think it was Jody that brought up, why is it not Gnomeo and Juliet? Like, Gnomeet?
Because you can't get everything you want.
Because her name doesn't make the species she is.
Is he, like, the only one with the gnome pun? Do they even know what a gnome is?
Well, look. Well, he's the only gnome.
Do they even know what it is?
She's a real girl. He's the only gnome.
No. Gnome.
Nine.
Look, okay, you guys ever watch Seinfeld? You know there's Newman? If there was a Newman and Juliet.
Gnomeon?
It could be human and Juliet. Why not? If it was for humans or gnomes.
I think that, yeah, Arthur, explaining the joke is just not not a good use of your time. If she doesn't understand the reference, then I don't think we can do anything for her.
She's married to one of the hosts, so that's kind of concerning. Who are we talking about?
Wait, Ethan, you're married?
your character is getting so expressive. yeah, dog, you were actually my
I thought I was the
best
one.
Man. Dude, we got to talk about your drinking.
Your words meant nothing?
We
got to
talk about your drinking, brother.
Brother.
When did Hulk Hogan get here?
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
We're going to Vegas, brother.
What is Hulk Hogan involved in?
Sexual assault allegations?
Other than the lawsuit. I have one more thing I want to mention.
All right, well, it's about that time to wrap up the show.
Get out of here, Linda.
Why?
This isn't your show. I didn't introduce you. This is not your show. And therefore, you may not decide when segments start and when segments end. Or the topics that we discuss, they're in.
Okay.
Linda.
I'm sorry.
Linda, we care about you.
I don't feel bad, just, you know. All right, that's about all we've got for this week, so join us next week for more of this. or different stuff. We could also do different stuff.
Are you Justin Roiland pitching something?
Maybe. Maybe. All right.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
So when I was a kid, I was out with my parents and I had to go to the bathroom, but there wasn't a bathroom nearby. So they just told me to hold it. And they were really unhappy when I was holding poop.
I love you guys.
I love me too.
That's not what I was going for.